Hi, this is Jeff.
And this is Steve.
From the 12A Podcast.
Where we talk entertainment and movies.
Under a budget.
Listen to us at 4EyedRadio.com.
And now, enjoy our friends on this next podcast.
Hey there, Eric here from Socially Awkward Studios. And this 4EyedRadio Radio presentation is being proudly brought to you by Raven Designs. Illustration and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RavenCruise.com.
Last time on Ranger Command Power Hour.
I don't really like Jack Daniels. And then the second thought that is, hey, the Red Ranger just handed you a drink. You will drink this.
He's like a leprechaun. He is hidden and he's elusive. And have you met any Rangers?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm the...
What? This is an outrage.
Sean Johnson tweeted me once. I don't...
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Deep in the internet, Power Rangers podcasts were a dying breed. Public social media accounts told of three who would be available every other week. Three who would become... Go, Ranger Command! Go, Power Hour! Let's go! The call is on. Their cause is getting strong. They'll have to brave the tech worlds. Ranger Command, stand together. The show will grow. Thoughts will flow. As the podcasters do know. Ranger Command Power Hour growing. Is growing. Is growing. Go! Eric Berry. Go! Cinema Slot. Let's go! With the speed of the wind. Go! Their secret ranger fan, Ranger Command, go! Power Hour, let's go! Ranger Command, go! Power Hour, let's go! Ranger Command, go! Power Hour, let's go! Ranger Command, go! Power Hour, let's go!
Today on the Power Hour, Episode 2, Ranger Elite-ism, recorded on February 7th, 2014. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the 4EyedRadio Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as the Cinema Slob.
This episode is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop, official sponsor of the 4EyedRadio Radio Network. For high-quality business cards, flyers, banners, cut vinyl, and more, visit AmericaJoy.com.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
It's our second episode.
Yay!
Woo!
And we're recording after more technical difficulties.
We seem to be doomed.
No, we're not doomed.
You just jinxed us.
No, I had to pay Alpha off to give us our airtime. First off, I want to give a huge thank you to Jake Brody, also known as Database Ranger on Twitter and youtube.com/databaseranger, for the vocals for our parody intro that everyone just heard. And also Scott Sandler, also known as DigiRanger1994, on Twitter for the amazing lyrics. I think we got that the day after our first episode aired.
It seems like the first episode really hit with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
It really did. And I just think this is kind of like the power in the community of Ranger Nation as a whole. So speaking of big numbers, our premiere episode was huge. We got over 2,800 listens in the first week.
That is awesome.
Wow.
That is a bigger audience than I reach with my own internet show. My stupid... you know, review show, maybe on a good day I'll get a couple of hundred views, but to have so many people listening to the podcast, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we got some huge praise from the 4EyedRadio Radio Network director, Eric Dewey, on the Socially Awkward podcast. They gave a pretty big shout out to us on their live show last Friday.
And then right sandwich in the middle of that too is our brand new show on the network from your co-host, Eric Berry. For right. The Ranger Command Power Hour, which, holy crap. Okay, listen. First of all, I want to make it very clear. I did not doubt for a second that he was going to produce a good quality show. I know he knows his stuff. I've seen him on Twitter and Facebook about the Power Ranger stuff. I know he knows his shit when it comes to Power Rangers. So I knew
no doubt.
I knew the show was going to be high quality. I did not realize how big this quote-unquote Ranger Nation is, because holy crap, for a pilot episode on the network, that just... It blew me away. It absolutely blew me away. Awesome. How well that show did. So I'm very much looking forward to future episodes. Might actually have to get back into the Rangers a little bit. I used to watch it back in the day when I was.
That's what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Power Rangers is so like that's such like I don't know if there's any other Power Rangers podcasts out there. I'm guessing there probably are, but that is such a show that is like I grew up with it. I was a little kid when it came out, and I'm like, you're going through like Hulu now, and you're like, what the. They're still what? Like it's still on. So it's like I don't know his plans in the future, but is he gonna talk about the crossover episode with the Ninja Turtles and the space ones?
Did that happen?
Yes.
I just want to say thanks again to everyone who listened to our first episode. It really means a lot to us, and it just goes to show what I think we're doing is a pretty good thing. So stick around. We've got a lot more planned in the future. Moving on from patting ourselves on the back.
It falls under news.
We just learned today, and I'm actually glad we're recording today for this piece of news. Nick.com will air the premiere of Super Mega Force online tomorrow, Sunday the 9th, which is a week earlier than
Saturday.
The premiere. Yeah. Tomorrow's Saturday, but this...
Tomorrow's Saturday for recording purposes, but by the time people listen to this...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm...
I never know what day it is. Are you kidding me?
It's all that caffeine. You've had too much caffeine, yes. Maybe.
You don't even know where you are right now.
I don't.
She's in the Morphin Grid. That's the problem.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So, Sunday... the 9th, whenever you're listening to this podcast.
If you're listening to this on Monday, you're too late.
It's already online. But yeah, they put out the call for people to like a post, and they set the bar kind of low at 2,500 likes.
It wasn't even 25, it was 2,100.
Oh, 2,100?
Well, yeah.
That's kind of a weird number.
As of
I guess for 21 seasons.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, we're smart. Yeah. But as of recording, what is it at now, Zach?
The last I checked, it was over 11,000 likes.
Yeah, so needless to say, we're getting the premiere early.
Yeah, and like the deadline is by tomorrow night. I'm pretty sure by tomorrow night or tonight, because it's Saturday. I don't know. Listen, this is confusing. The deadline is Saturday night. As of Saturday night, I'm pretty sure they could have gotten to 21,000.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm so glad this is happening because it was supposed to premiere when I'm on a plane to New York for Toy Fair next week. So I was going to miss it. I'm like, ugh, Super Mega Force.
But now you get to watch
it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And that leads us into our next news item. Speaking of Toy Fair...
Yay, toys!
Yay! Our next episode will feature all the coverage from Toy Fair 2014. I'm going out there with my friend Brian, also known as Vast the Stampede on Twitter. He's been going to Toy Fair for like 4 years. He invited me along for helping him take pictures and video and all that stuff. And we already have appointments with Bandai, with Mega Bloks, and Bluefin Tamashii Nations, who is doing the... Yeah.
That just makes me salivate at the thought of it.
And it's cool because Bandai is going to have a collector's event at Toy Fair, and that's the event that all the reviewers and news outlets get to go to. So I'm going to be there. Apparently, they're going to have the Power Rangers in costume there. They're going to be doing some giveaways. So I will be doing all of that. And you can follow my stream on Twitter Monday the 17th. That morning, that's when we'll be doing all the coverage. And then we'll talk about it on our show.
I'm so jealous. Like, I would love to go to Toy Fair. That's my big vice, is toys. I'm a 28-year-old man, but I still love my toys. And yeah, so you better get some cool swag. Show some love to the co-hosts here, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I just hope you find out that we're getting like more, what is it, the figure art sets?
Oh god, the figure arts, yes. Please more figure arts.
Yes.
Like, love that line.
Like an SPD set or something?
Oh.
That would be pretty sweet. Because if they do some crazy SPD metallic set. I already have the Deca Ranger figure arts, but if they did some kind of metallic version, I'm going to be dropping some money. It's going to happen. I will double dip for Deca Ranger and SPD.
Who wouldn't?
There has been exclusive preview clips of the episode, which is kind of irrelevant at this point, because by the time people listen to this, it will be online. There was a legendary Red Ranger mode clip that was released by Saban and the Power Force. This 30-second clip was of the Super Mega Force team morphing from the Ninja Storm to Operation Overdrive, Jungle Fury, Mystic Force, Wild Force, and Samurai. And the Operation Overdrive was actually a new addition, because in the Sentai, one of them changed into Gosei Red, which is Mega Force Red, which wouldn't make sense. So we got some great original footage from that. And I think we saw a lot of people complain about it.
Yeah, I noticed it when I was, you know, perusing the comments, where people are like, haha, they used Gal Ranger's graphic when she transformed into the, you know, the Red Wild Force Ranger.
Uh-huh.
And I think that one struck a chord with a lot of people. I noticed it and I was just kind of like, but, you know, it's a whole thing, which actually sort of leads into our next topic.
This is why our episode is called Ranger Elite. Because there are just too much debate with Sentai versus PR. You've got people in the fandom calling each other like Sentai snobs and Power Ranger elitists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of over it. I don't want to see it anymore. I know it's going to happen. We're going to cut to the middle of it. Why does this happen?
It's this whole kind of thing where I am myself an admitted Sentai preferer. I don't know necessarily that I think it's, you know, I do prefer the Sentai. I think Power Rangers is good, but it's different. It's good, but different. With Sentai, there is a lot less worry about mature storylines or death portrayal. Whereas in Power Rangers, it's sort of this whole vibe where, oh, we have to play it gentle for the kids because the kids can't handle these concepts.
I think that's true in this kind of Neo Saban era, where they're playing a little bit more closely to that audience, that younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had seasons like Time Force where that bar is set really high.
Right, right.
And they weren't afraid to tackle some pretty big issues, like the whole thing with Wes denying his wealth and heritage to help people out.
I agree. And I mean, even look at things with like Lost Galaxy with the death of Kendrick, where it was sort of a big deal at the time. If I recall correctly, it's the first time a ranger had ever died in the line of duty. Yep. It was that way once upon a time, but it seems like the more time goes on, the more the thought process is that, oh, well, we have to protect the children, so we need to make it so that these things don't upset them or challenge their concepts of reality.
So let's dig into this for those that don't know. If you don't know by now, Power Rangers is created from footage used in the Super Sentai series, and a lot of the fights and Zord battles and monster suits and even plot lines come from the Sentai. Power Rangers, for all intents and purposes, no matter what season, is an adaptation of Sentai. This really leads to a lot of Power Rangers versus Sentai arguments, you know, which is superior, and it can get downright nasty at times.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen a lot of those threads where it's like, you know, oh, your opinion is invalid because you blah, blah, whatever.
It gets a little ridiculous. I've seen far too many people fight over this topic. And I think when it comes right down to it, a lot of people wouldn't even know Sentai exists if it weren't for Power Rangers and them watching that in the first place.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. I know there's a lot of people who probably knew from the beginning that it was, or, you know, some older fans who maybe grew up with the Sentai first, you know, in Japan, and then they get Power Rangers imported over there too, and they have the original Sentai casts dub those episodes.
Which still strikes me as hilarious.
It's very hilarious, but I don't think I've seen anyone really on the Japanese side, and I could be wrong, I don't think they would have these types of fights over Power Rangers and Sentai. And I don't understand what the hang-up is when people, like, why do you care so much?
Right. It's to my understanding that Japan loves the concept of Power Rangers. You've seen that in instances where, you know, they've imported things that were strictly from Power Rangers. First example that springs to mind is during the Deca Ranger versus Magi Ranger special.
I was just going to say that.
Where Deca Red comes back from special training and he's using the U.S. Battleizer that was exclusive to SPD.
And they never did that before.
Never, ever. Nods and things like that. I mean, when RPM and they had the Go On Your Bus, like, you know,
yeah.
Things like that. It's wonderful to see that sort of mixing of the Sentai and the Power Rangers coming together in that weird way.
And there was that whole episode in Dino Thunder where they watched the Japanese Sentai.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a hilarious way to show people who were watching Dino Thunder at the time who may have not been aware of Sentai. That could have been their first glimpse of, like, pure Sentai.
It was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... What was that?
I just keep dropping things. It's all good.
You're over-caffeinated.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're like, caffeine.
But yeah, nods and things like that to the source material that really are the show's creators' ways of saying, hey, listen, we acknowledge this other thing as being equal to us.
The one comment that always strikes a nerve is when someone says that Power Rangers ruin Sentai. How is that even possible?
I can't even begin to fathom.
Well, like, you know, they have a time machine. So, and then...
I haven't seen that more so than right now. There are so many people there saying Super Mega Force is going to ruin Gokaiger.
Here's the thing.
Gokaiger aired like 3 years ago.
It's only going to ruin Gokaiger if your concept of Gokaiger only exists in the here and now. Like, if
right.
you only... Okay, so Gokaiger was awesome, and now comes Power Rangers, and oh, they're ruining it. How are they... You can go back at any time, rewatch Gokaiger. I just went through a rewatch, and it still is fantastic. There is nothing about this season coming up that is going to take back what Gokaiger created.
Right. My view has always been because, yeah, I mean, my first time watching Sentai was Deca Ranger, and I watched that as it was airing before SPD even came out. And when SPD came out, I was like, oh my god, it's like I'm getting more of the same team, but different.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Yeah. It's always been one of my fascinations to, like, when Power Rangers is airing, go back and watch the Japanese episode that it was based off of. They do things so much differently, and it's fun to see what they change, how they change the storyline, and, you know, what they add to it to give it that American flavor.
Do you remember during Shinkenger, Shinken Brown?
Yes.
And that whole arc, and everybody thought, when Samurai does the Mr. Brown, it's going to be Bulk, and they're going to make Bulk a Ranger finally, and that didn't happen, and everyone was just kind of like, what? That was perfect for that. Why didn't that happen? It is fun to see the ways that Sentai and Power Rangers are the same, but also the ways they split off and do their own thing.
Right. Samurai, and we'll get into different translation levels, people were complaining of how Samurai so closely followed Shinkenger.
Mm-hmm.
They still did a lot of things different. They never had Mega Mode in Japan. That was completely new, created specifically for Samurai. And I thought that looked awesome.
The Shogun Mode?
Yeah, Shogun Mode. Like, that was incredible. And that's what I like about Power Rangers, is still able to create something new from something old. Whatever they go back and use, it's never going to ruin. It's not like whatever the producers walk into Toei Studios and take the film and go, haha, we're cutting this. You'll never be able to use it again. It just doesn't work. So that whenever someone says Power Rangers ruin Sentai, I just flip a lid. We've had seasons that closely follow the Sentai storyline. You know, sometimes it works, like in the case of Time Force, and sometimes it doesn't, in the case of Samurai. I think it's in the way that the writers choose to adapt these episodes.
It's like you said, you know, sometimes you can have a direct translation, mostly, that just works and the fandom loves. Time Force is a good example of that. And then, you know, other times you can have it where people don't like it. Here's the thing about fandom. The fandom is never pleased, ever. The fandom will never be happy. I remember when Mystic Force was coming out and people were like, so what, are they going to be related and it's going to be exactly like the Sentai? Oh, that's going to be dumb. And then, you know, found out, oh no, they're not related, only the girls are sisters. It's changes and things like that, I think, that the fandom just can't seem to get a lock on what they want. So they're never going to, you know, oh, this is different, I don't like it. Oh, this is the same, I don't like it. You're never going to be able to please the people.
If we think about it, I think fans are spoiled now because they're able to watch the Sentai a year, 2 years, 3 years now before the Power Ranger adaptation airs. And they get spoiled. They get spoiled by the Sentai storylines. So their expectations are like super up here. Mm-hmm. So when Power Rangers does something different, oh, well, no, what are they doing? They're ruining it. But if they follow too closely, then it's like, oh, that's horrible. They're just copying the story. The writers and producers are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Exactly.
Can't win.
With the current, it's almost the not current anymore, Sentai Kyoryuger, I'm curious to see what will happen when they adapt it, if they will go a route of bringing back any of the previous dinosaur-themed team members. Because remember, when we got Dino Thunder, they were like, oh, it's dinosaur-themed again, let's bring back Tommy.
Yep.
And, like, I'm wondering, okay, so, you know, whatever the Kyoryuger adaptation is, hey, it's dinosaur-themed again.
Yeah, I just wonder what's going to happen with that, because and here's another thing, are they going to do a mashup like they did with Samurai and Super Samurai? Are they going to do the same thing? Are they going to take Go Busters and make the second season with dinosaurs? Like,
I'm with you on that one, AP. I don't think there's any logical leap from, hey, there's these, like, super secret spy people to dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Some people are even speculating that Saban might take Go Busters and Kyoryuger and merge them into a Mega Force / Super Mega Force type of thing like they're doing now.
I can't even imagine how. No. Yeah.
Just no. There's no.
I don't see the logical step from spies to dinosaurs. It just doesn't work.
And you'd think they'd want to maximize toy profits for, like, all that stuff that came with the dinosaur one. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh,
yeah.
With
Kyoryuger.
That one.
The See, here's where I get into it, because I love this season of Sentai so much so that I had to buy the Gabu revolver, the Henshin device / weapon.
Yep, I just got that last week.
And I immediately went secondhand market trying to find the Zudenshi, and I found the Black Ranger and the Kyoryu Cien, who is, I think his name is Robert Baldwin, who is a Canadian actor in Japan.
It's hilarious
because it's one of the first times I can think of, other than Shinken Brown, where we've had a white Caucasian actor as a ranger continuously
and throwing in random English.
Yeah.
I actually just started Kyoryuger because I jumped in and I got the dinosaur gun, and I was like, I better watch the show.
You're in for a fun ride.
And I just watched the first two episodes last night. It's awesome. I think it would make a very fun Power Ranger season. I don't think it would be a very fun mashup with Go Busters.
Well, to be fair, anything Go Busters isn't exactly fun.
Oh, hey now. You Sentai elitist.
Okay, let me back that up, because yes, I am somewhat of an elitist, but I'm only an elitist when it comes to good seasons.
Okay, well, that's fair. We all like really good seasons.
Yeah, Go Buster lost me after I think like the first 10 episodes. I was just like, I don't care about any of these characters at all. Done. Washed my hands of it, and then waited for Kyoryuger.
I just really love the suits in that one.
For Go Busters?
Yeah. I love the suits, really nice. The suits and like all the weapons and stuff.
That was an interesting departure because it wasn't as like brightly colored spandex as most Sentai is.
Yeah,
I really like the leather and it looked really cool.
I like it because it's more like realistic, about as realistic as Sentai can get.
A lot of people are speculating, and if we get a 2-year adaption of GoBusters, by the time we get the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers, we'll have the dinosaur adaption, which it makes sense.
Yeah, from a logical standpoint, I think maybe that's what Saban would try to do, is hold off the Kyoryuger adaptation until that anniversary, just so they could say, hey, we're bringing back, you know, Jason, we're bringing back Billy, we're bringing back anybody that they can get their hands on from the previous dinosaur seasons.
Yeah. They could even pull from Dino Thunder, get some of those actors back.
Absolutely. Let's get Emma Lahana back. I love her.
Yeah, let's get all of those guys back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be an interesting next few years after Megaforce ends. Yeah,
absolutely.
So getting back to our topic, I'm going to propose something kind of radical. I think there is one person who has made Sentai better because of a Power Rangers influence, and that person is Koichi Sakamoto.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, Koichi Sakamoto formed his team called Alpha Stunts after 1994's Guyver 2 movie. He worked on VR Troopers and replaced Jeff Pruitt as the stunt coordinator for the third season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. As everyone knows, he would go on to executive produce and direct all the way up into Samurai. He came back to direct the season finale of Super Mega Force, which is going to be called Legendary War.
That's awesome.
Koichi, he was born in Japan. He came over here in the early 90s to LA and get things started with his Alpha Stunts team. He would bring his action and Japanese fighting sensibility to Power Rangers, but at the same time, he learned all about writing, directing, executive producing. Some of the episodes that he's directed, including Forever Red and other episodes, have just been full of action, and he's definitely got a unique sense of action. After Samurai, he went back to Japan, and he went on to do tokusatsu TV and films, including Go Kaiger, Kamen Rider W, Ultra Galaxy, which is the movie for Ultraman, Kamen Rider Forze, and he directed most of the current Sentai Kyoryuger.
Here's the interesting thing, I think, about Sakamoto's sort of American influences on toku, and it's very obvious with Forze, because when that show started up, I was like, well, I'll watch it because I like Kamen Rider too. Like, the idea of high school cliques is kind of a uniquely American thing that showed up. There's the jocks, there's the burnouts, there's the guy. Yeah, exactly. And like, a lot of people took notice that. They're like, wow, this is interesting. This is something we've never really seen in Sentai before that kind of makes it more interesting to us.
And his time after Power Rangers directing toku, and especially with Kyoryuger, just in the couple episodes that I've seen, the action feels more like Power Rangers, because sometimes Sentai fights, especially some of the older series, can be a little stiff, and they don't feature a lot of the like wire work and all of that kind of action. So it just feels like with his directing, he's bringing more action sensibility and more energy that he learned from Power Rangers to Sentai, at least in my opinion.
I agree. It's like you said, it seems like the stuff that he's been overseeing is almost made for, like, it's almost made adaptation ready, in a sense, where it's like he's doing more of these Western style, you know, fight scenes and things, so that, you know, when they're adapted, it'll be easy to match footage for the American production crews, or the New Zealand production crews, technically speaking.
Yeah, it's almost like he's making their job easier, because he knows from the other side of it, being on Power Rangers, like, oh, great, how are we going to blend this? How are we going to, you know, match this footage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's a Power Rangers influence that helped Toku. And I'm probably going to get a ton of Sentai purist hate.
Hey, if you get it, we all get it, because we're all in this together.
I'd be worried if you didn't get it.
Like, oh yes, he makes a very good point. Everyone agree. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Which kind of brings me to my next little bit of discussion. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think a lot of these arguments can get out of hand. And sometimes they're taken to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we've all kind of seen this, you know, recently, you know, just this year alone. We've had a few instances of bullying and, you know, fan arguments that have just got out of hand.
You can't even ignore it. It's just everywhere.
It really is. And I don't know if it's that sense of elitism. Oh, this show's the best and your opinion's wrong. And it's kind of like combined with the just the anonymous nature of the internet, where, you know, I think it just takes it to another extreme. One big example of this, and I want to bring it up just because I know the person involved. And I think we all know Nightmare 10 on Twitter, or was on Twitter. She ran the Power Scoop, which was a great news site blog. I mean, she did her research. She found out casting sides and notes and just all kinds of stuff.
Stuff nobody else would be able to find.
Right.
Crazy.
Or wouldn't find until weeks after the fact.
Yeah.
Her site was a great resource. And it just so happened that I guess she's a big fan fiction writer, which is awesome. I know a lot of people that are into fan fiction. But, you know, she kind of had this argument with, I don't know if it was an argument or with one person, and they decided to take it upon themselves to just threaten her, you know, take down your site, do this, or we'll tell everyone this and that. You know, for I guess she admitted to copying some stuff for her fan fiction many years ago, and she apologized to it. She came clean on Twitter. And for anyone, any normal person, it would have been like, oh, that's great. You know, she admitted, you know, a mistake that she made in the past. She apologized for it, and she's moving on. That's awesome. It's very hard for people to admit their mistakes publicly online. Mm-hmm. And she did. And someone just took it upon themselves, like, oh, well, if you copied this, you probably copied everything and your pleasures and blah, blah, blah. You know, what happened? Unfortunately, she gave in to their demands, you know, taking down everything, not being able to contact people, that kind of thing. But she did it because, you know, she's in school. She's doing her own thing. You know, she doesn't have time to even worry about this kind of crap over some fandom elitist bullshit. Crap. So I say good for her. I mean, she took down everything, but she's focusing on what's important, and that's school and life. And, you know, forgive me for ranting, but, you know, it's something where, you know, this, in the end, this is just a stupid kid show. It's a stupid kid show that makes a butt ton of money. Mm-hmm. In the end, it's for kids. It's for entertainment. No one should go out of their way to bully someone or to create egregious fights for no reason. I just don't think it's appropriate or needed, because who has the energy to do that over the kid show? that's my view on it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I don't even have anything to add to that.
Yeah, really, you've hit all the nails on the head.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, you know, we got to take a look at our priorities, and arguing about, you know, which version of Power Rangers is better is, you know, not on my top 10 list of things to do today, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I say good for her. She's focusing on what's important, which is school. But, you know, to the person who did this, get a life, man. Like, seriously, just grow up. That's all I can say.
Like, what do they even gain from doing this? Absolutely nothing.
It deviates back to anonymity equals perceived Exactly. Anonymity, yeah. It gives you the perception that it's okay to be a jerk and to be just a troll for troll's sake. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people subscribe to this theory, and it's a shame. It's good that, you know, she was able to just kind of let it roll off her back and say, you know what, forget it. I've got much more important things to worry about in life than what some jerk thinks on the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think if a lot of people prescribe to that, where they just, if, you know, someone's giving them flack, like, whatever, man. Like, at the end of the day, I'm doing my thing, you're doing yours, whatever. Like, agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So that's something I just kind of wanted to address, because in the end, it extends from this elitism over which version is better or what is better. I mean, it even happens even without Sentai. Oh, well, Lightspeed Rescue is clearly better than SPD. And, you know, you get these people like, my opinion is fact, you must take it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That it just leads to all of this.
Yeah.
So that's that's my little rant. I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to her just because she's taking the high road in all of this. And I think mm-hmm. that's something that a lot of people need to do.
Like, props to her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so now time to get less serious. But we're going to go into a new segment because it is our second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to call it Ranger Nation Answers. So every week before our new episode, we're going to put out a question to Ranger Nation, maybe dealing with the topic or just something else. And we'll ask a question and we'll read your answers on the air. So last week we asked, which seasons do you get flack for watching from other fans? I'm going to ask this to you guys first.
Okay.
What mm-hmm. seasons do you love that other people just tell you, that's the worst?
Turbo.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. And everyone else just hates it for some reason. Like, one of my favorite Rangers is Justin, and everyone hates him.
he gets a lot of flack.
He really does, yeah.
I used to think he was so cool when I was a kid. I mean, like, what kid didn't want to be a Power Ranger?
I think for me, when I admit, I kind of hated Justin a little bit. But the thing was, it was like right when I was starting high school, because that was what, 96? That Turbo era?
Yep.
Around there, yeah.
So that was my freshman year of high school. Me, I was like, why does this brat get to be a Power Ranger? Like, that was my... And I know a lot of people feel that way. But, I mean, looking back at it now, how awesome would that be if you were a kid watching that and like, whoa, if he can be a ranger, I could be a ranger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking back on it, yeah, I think it's a season that gets a ton of flack.
I mean, I think TJ was one of the, like, one of my favorite Red Rangers. So,
okay, I have to give a little shout out to Black Nerd Comedy, where he did his interview with the
Selwyn Ward.
Selwyn Ward,
yeah.
And the Selwyn Ward, first black leader of the Power Rangers. I loved that. That was hilarious. I think he was a great Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Turbo's pretty good. How about you, Zach?
For me, it's got to be Mystic Force.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Something about Mystic Force, I love the hell out of it. I love, you know, how big a nerd ship is. I love the just the costumes and the side characters. I love it all. And I know it's a season that a lot of fans are just like, that was really subpar. Mystic Force, bleh, whatever. But I love it. I don't know. I liked it.
For me, I got a lot of flack for watching SPD. The reason I say that is when SPD was airing, the fandom was very polarized. It was either like, I freaking love SPD, or this is the worst. What is Bruce Kalish doing? Especially the second half of the season.
I can't take anyone who doesn't like SPD seriously. I'm sorry. We are done professionally if you do not enjoy SPD.
Like, I think it was one of the best seasons. So.
Yeah, but I just remember back in 2005, 2006, there was a ton of people that vehemently hated SPD. It was like, are you kidding me? Like, I would see huge paragraphs explaining why the show was bad. I'm like, what?
Really?
That
just makes me mad. I want to find these people and like pull a Freddy Krueger and stick my hands through the internet and just choke them and be like, why don't you love this? It's the best.
Don't do that.
No.
But more recently, a season that I rewatched that I didn't really pay a lot of attention to when it aired was Lost Galaxy. Mm-hmm. That show gets a lot of hate. I really like it. I like the storyline. I really like the characters and the humor. I think it's a really good season.
It's pretty good. It had one of the better crossover episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, how about we get to these fine folks that took the time to write to us and tell us what they love that other people don't like much.
Indeed. So we've got Jeffrey Long, a.k.a. Slushy Man, on Twitter. And he said, despite bad acting and Bulk and Spike subplot going absolutely nowhere at all, I kinda, sorta enjoy Samurai a bit.
That sounds like a pretty non-committal. Like, I kind of like it, maybe a little.
Like, do I like it?
And he could be that way because of all the flack he's gonna get.
Probably. Well, you know what? As Slushy Man, I got your back because Bulk coming back was a huge deal.
It was,
and I know that people love having Pauly Schreier on again just because of how iconic that character is.
Next, Ryan Cox, RyanCox20 on Twitter. He simply said, for me, it's Turbo.
Yeah, so there you go, AP. You got a little Turbo fan club.
No, two people.
Next, we've got George Hansen Jr., also known as Silurian Ranger. He's huge in Ranger Nation. He does a lot of good things. He said, I've always gotten to hate for loving Wild Force and Jungle Fury. Both seasons have amazing character-driven stories.
God, I forgot all about Jungle Fury. Jungle Fury was not that bad.
I never really watched it, so...
Jungle Fury had a lot of really cool characters, and, I mean, even the unique, you know, American-only Spirit Rangers.
Yeah, I love that whole storyline. I think it's a good season, and I'm glad that they're getting a crossover episode in Megaforce.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, we're still here.
I'm here.
We're still here. We promise. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, I've got such a bad editing job to do.
Don't worry. I'll just run away for a few seconds.
Okay. Well, you got to burn off all that caffeine.
I know, right?
Next, we have Josh, a.k.a. JCoffee64. Well, obviously, he loves the coffee. Or it could be his last name.
Probably.
And appropriately, he says, I personally dig Turbo myself. It wasn't perfect, of course, but it really doesn't deserve all the flack it gets, in my honest opinion.
So three people.
There you go.
One more. Three people in the fan club.
We just need two more people and we can make a cosplay team.
For what it's worth, I always did dig the Turbo Zords. I thought they had giant cars.
And you know what? I really like Divatox.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
I can think of a couple of reasons of why Divatox is well loved.
What are you referring to?
And that's where the podcast goes.
Rangers After Dark. No.
And that's getting cut out.
But Hillary Shepherd, she's awesome. Mm-hmm. She's interacted with a bunch of fans on Twitter now. I got like 3 free autographs from her just because I read her book.
Well, that's fantastic.
How awesome is that? So yeah, I think Turbo gets way too much fun.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Adam Stabelli, or A. Stabelli on Twitter. He said, Mystic Force, Lightspeed Rescue, Ninja Storm, because they were of lesser quality in the eyes of some fans. Well, who cares what they think?
That's right.
So,
hate Lightspeed Rescue. I don't even know you.
You're like, you're dead to me. That concludes our episode of Ranger Elitism.
Two episodes in the can.
Boom. Yeah. We're rocking it.
Oh, yeah.
So, any final parting thoughts on this topic?
If you let others influence your opinions, you're going to have a bad time. Just like what you like. Don't worry about what other people think. Just enjoy what you enjoy. And if others say, oh, it's you're dumb for liking that or whatever, just let it roll off your back. That's all you have to do.
Yep. Great final words. So
I can go to follow that.
Yeah, that's all I have to say on the subject.
Boom. Drop the mic.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but don't drop the mic. We're still recording.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH, and like us on facebook.com/Ranger Command Power Hour.
Kyle here. If you're like me, then you want all your shows in one spot, or a lot of shows in the same place, or better yet, some really great podcasts all on one network. Visit 4EyedRadio.com for all the best shows featured on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Mixcloud, and more. 4EyedRadio Network, the Fern.